Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the letter or life. Chapter 3. Distinction between the map of the treasure and the treasure itself. Among the historical narratives or tales that attract the attention of many people, there are those that are related to the search for hidden treasures and that depend to be located on the so-called maps of these treasures. Still regarding these reports, what often happens is that also the treasure maps become valuable in themselves, just as the aim to possess the maps becomes the subject of considerable dispute. The mentioned types of maps, however, tend to maintain their high value only while their respective treasures are still being sought, for once the treasure is located, the map loses its purpose. The map is a tool to assist in locating the treasure it indicates, and as such, it may reach even a very high value only while it is still useful. And although the example described in the above paragraphs does not apply fully to the purposes and uses of the Bible contents, we understand, however, to be relevant to draw some comparisons of it with the Scriptures. Looking first at the aspects in which the Scriptures are distinct from the world's treasure maps, it can be noted that the biblical texts point to treasures far superior to any treasure that may exist on earth, being the eternal life with God one of the chief treasures pointed out by the Scriptures. Eternal life, unlike earthly treasures, is a resource that does not get exhausted, and therefore the same treasure is likely to be found multiple times and by the most distinct people. In this way, the treasure maps of the Scriptures remain with high value even after a person has reached the desired treasure. They keep serving as support for new people to find the riches of these same treasures also for them, as well as they keep serving people so that they might delve into new treasures within the main treasure. On the other hand, by comparing the goals of the treasure maps with some of the purposes of the Scriptures, similarities might be observed among them, which show us that despite the incalculable relevance and preciousness of the Scriptures, these are not indeed the treasure for which the texts of the Bible point out. The Scriptures were granted to humankind for a purpose greater than themselves. The Scriptures were given to signal to the greatest treasure that every human being should aspire to find. Therefore, in order for the Scriptures to be appropriately seen by a person, it is also necessary that the latter seeks to use them to go towards the chief treasure about which the biblical contents describe so many aspects and virtues. If a person only values the Scriptures by the Scriptures themselves, one is not attaching value to the purposes for which the Scriptures were granted by the Lord. Just as a person who has a treasure map may begin to value the map itself rather than the treasure, and may even try to exploit the ownership of the map commercially, so it is also possible for people to begin to satisfy themselves more with the writings of the Scriptures than with the purposes that are described by them. Treasure maps traders can even go so far as to no longer want people to actually reach the treasure pointed out by the map, for this would extinguish their activity around the map to which they began to devote their life to obtain from it their desired profits. Thousands and millions of written, spoken, sung, exposed in films, and painted comments regarding the Scriptures have been produced and continue to be produced. However, here is a question: how many of these comments are indeed faithful to the purposes of the Scriptures and that point to the real treasures for which the Scriptures were given? Nowadays, for instance, Bibles are being edited and marketed with the association of a large variety of considerations and points of view, and they are created even with titles and addendums differentiated according to the target audience of the treasure map trade. There are Bibles so-called of the children, teenagers, men, women, fathers, mothers, entrepreneurs, workers, warriors, and many other variations that are dumped daily in the world. So, at this point, perhaps, also some other questions should still be asked, as follows. 1. Could the Bible of each of these particular groups be different from those addressed to the other groups? 2. Could there be different Bibles that point to different treasures depending on the different groups of people? 3. Could the Bible that the father reads be different from the Bible that the mother reads? And the child should learn about the Bible from whom? From the father or the mother? Or should children learn only from children's Bibles and never from their parents' Bibles? And when they grow up, would they have to change their Bible for every period of life? What, then, would the older people's Bible say? Would it have different contents from the other Bibles for the final times of life of an individual on earth, as if this subject should only be addressed at this time of life? 4. Would it not be this vast variety of emphases attributed to the same Bible, a demonstration or evidence that there is in the world a profound ignorance of the real purposes and treasures for which the Scriptures were granted by God to humanity? 5. With all this quantity of variations of presenting the Scriptures, do not people run the risk of being induced to unlearn how to read and study a simple Bible with its basic texts handed down from generation to generation for thousands of years? We, therefore, emphasize here that also the creation of multiple versions of the treasure map is not yet reaching the treasure itself, remembering once again that the rampant trade of the treasure map tends to be stronger only as long as the real treasure is not found. The ultimate purpose of Scripture does not vary by groups of people, nor by gender, race, age, professional activity, or by the place where a person was born. The treasure to which the Scriptures signal is always the same and is for all people in all epochs and at all times, as exemplified below. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is only one proper way presented by God for all people to walk from their childhood to their old age, the only path that leads to the heavenly supreme purpose or the true treasure of life. The true treasure of life pointed out in the Scriptures is the very God who inspired the Scriptures, and who is the upholder of all the purposes described therein. And the actual living and walking in communion with the treasure signaled by the Scriptures is God's appointed way to live and walk in accordance with His will and to enjoy this treasure. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." John 11:25-26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" So, regarding the Scriptures themselves, it is also necessary to know that they, despite their immeasurable value, cannot replace the treasure to which they point and for which they were so carefully granted to humankind. The singular map which points to the treasure of eternal life granted from the heavenly kingdom, and which has been described to humanity over many centuries by words gathered under the term Scriptures, was not given to receive the place of primacy in the life of a person. This higher or unique place belongs and will always belong exclusively to the greatest treasure which the Scriptures themselves describe with such preciousness.